Now, only this week, you will have seen TV presenter Barry Dubois, who posted a pretty heartfelt and emotional message on his Instagram page, just looking for ways and really struggling to help his 12-year-old daughter, Arabella, who's being bullied. And this is a theme. This is something that we've seen quite a lot, haven't we, with schools across the country being in the media for things like objectifying charts that rank female students, teachers not able to cope with the abuse. But there are some who are taking a proactive approach. Not-for-profit support service Upper Murray Family Care have got some funding for 3 one-day workshops for Year 8 students at Myrtleford. So Flourish Journey for girls, Man Cave for boys. And this is about encouraging self-esteem and respect for others. There's 1 day left to run in October, but so far the results are good. ABC's Alice Walker is speaking here with Upper Murray Family Care CEO, Felicity Williams.
I had a conversation with the founder of Flourish Girl about the programs that they've been running around Victoria, and she was telling me about an experience they had with a school in Western Victoria, and it actually gave me goosebumps because she said by the end of the program, there was a girl who stood up in the group and she said to each of the girls, "I know I bullied you and this is why, and I'm sorry." The teachers were amazed that this repair work was able to happen so beautifully with these 14 and 15-year-olds, which is sort of that really difficult time in adolescence. I'm sure you remember Year 9. I certainly do. It's a time when they're discovering themselves and, you know, thinking about how do I grow into a grown-up, and life is very confusing. So I think the Man Cave and Flourish Girl are just, they've just got a beautiful program that helps these young people to sort of really understand who they are.
And why did you choose that particular issue to focus on with that funding? Were you responding to a particular need? Like, why look at boys and girls?
We were responding to a need. We're quite concerned about young people, and I think that is reflected in the media with concerns about social media influences and algorithms taking particularly boys down really dark holes. Influencers who are absolutely vile, like Andrew Tate, he is just talking about horrendous things to do with toxic masculinity and how men should be dominating women to be a man. And a lot of boys are being attracted to influences like that purely through worrying about their body image and masculinity and what does it mean to become a man and all of that sort of thing. And it's just, there's negative role models out there in social media and potentially in society. And we need to make sure that there are positive role models for our boys and girls. But the other thing that is very concerning is the number of young people, particularly girls, who have experienced sexual abuse and sexual harassment, and it's with peers. So we are very conscious that we need to be supporting positive relationships between boys and girls to try and reduce the incidence of that. But girls have been victims of sexual abuse and sexual harassment at the hands of boys, and there's no doubt that misogyny is increasing. We're seeing that in schools. Boys equally need to be positively supported, and we need to not blame them. We need to provide them with really positive role models and really positive encouragement towards being a good person and a good man. Mm. So the Man Cave is particularly focused on improving the mental health of boys and in time men, very concerned about the number of men who commit suicide. It's higher than girls, so that's a factor. It's been certainly been a factor in this region, the suicide rate. The Man Cave is particularly focused on mental health through this program, and those boys in Myrtleford scored quite highly in terms of their outcomes.
Mm.
Yeah. we were able to get some funding just to deliver this program at one school, which was Myrtleford. I'd love to deliver it with every school.
Yeah. Why Myrtleford?
So I had a talk to the Department of Education, and it was a good school from the perspective of it was a cohort that we could afford to pay for, a smaller cohort. Smaller school. So that was sort of part of the decision making, because we only had very limited funding. But we did want, we just wanted to trial it with one school, and now I think there's a real opportunity to start looking for other funding to roll it out more widely.
Upper Murray Family Care CEO Felicity Williams speaking with the ABC's Alice Walker. More on the ABC Goulburn Murray website and Mornings with Jono. You'll hear from students and staff. Of course, Lifeline is a good number if this has affected you on 13 11 14.